What's going to happen if we're offering Mass and if we're bringing down our Lord in the Holy Eucharist without due honor, reverence, love, adoration? It's what's been happening, especially since the Second Vatican Council. Now, in terms of Fatima, I'll just say just a little bit about how Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament, how this is central to Fatima. It's why I said that this is the remedy that our Blessed Mother brings to us. What Pope Leo XIII is asking in 1902 with that encyclical letter, 15 years later, our Blessed Mother says, same remedy. The remedy for all the evils in the world, Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And relate also her Immaculate Heart to that. What is the greatest love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We could say Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. If we're consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, if Russia's consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, consecrated to the love of Jesus, where are you going to find a greater love for Jesus and a greater love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament than in the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Hopefully you all remember, and those who don't, it's a good way for you to start familiarizing yourself more and more with the message of Our Lady at Fatima. Think of the third appearance of the Angel of Fatima in the autumn of 1916, the final preparation before Our Blessed Mother appears May the 13th of 1917. Because here we have this profoundly Eucharistic message and this Eucharistic truth. In the autumn of 1916, the Angel of Fatima appeared to the three shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, a third time. This time, he was holding a chalice in his hand, and there was a host over the chalice. It's a very important miracle of Fatima. The chalice and a host over the chalice. Some drops of blood fell from the host into the chalice, leaving the chalice and host suspended in mid-air. The angel prostrated himself on the ground. That is the kind of adoration and reverence and honor that is due to this greatest of mysteries. Fatima. So the angel prostrated himself on the ground and he repeated this prayer three times. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he himself is offended, and through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of thee the conversion of poor sinners. The angel then arose, and holding the chalice and the host again. So notice, a profound adoration. And then what is he going to do? Give Holy Communion. Nourish souls unto eternal life. The angel then arose, and holding the chalice and the host again, he gave the host to Lucia and the precious blood to Francisco and Jacinta, while he said, take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Again, central to Fatima. What an incredible gift that's given to the three shepherd children. Take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Make reparation for their crimes and console your God. Don't forget that as the little shepherd children of Fatima are receiving Holy Communion there from the hands of the angel of Fatima, that specifically the angel says that this greatest of mysteries is horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Because what I'm going to tell you now in a few moments, and hopefully you won't get too scandalized, is that by and large what's going on today in the new Mass is indifference, outrages, and sacrileges being committed against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And people are telling me that they understand the Mass better now. How can you possibly think that you understand what's taking place at Mass and allow, with no resistance, with no opposition, a lack of love, a lack of respect, a lack of honor, a lack of reverence to our Savior Jesus Christ, who is present there in the Holy Eucharist. Body, blood, soul, divinity, the entire living and glorified Christ. And then look at the effect. This is also something very beautiful about Fatima. That after the apparitions, one of the outstanding characteristics of the life of the three shepherd children, and this you can see in Sister Lucia pretty much until her death, their love and dedication to the hidden Jesus in the Eucharist. Fatima. The remedy for the evil of the times, and certainly what continues to be the evil of our times. If you're wondering about what is the evil of our times, remember those words from the angel again of Fatima. The body and blood of Jesus Christ horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Throughout 1918, okay, so this is the year after the apparitions of Our Lady. The last one in the Miracle of the Sun was on October the 13th, 1917. So throughout 1918, whenever possible, Francisco would spend time on his knees before the tabernacle. Sometimes on the way to school, because Lucia had to learn to read, our Blessed Mother had asked her to learn to read, so sometimes on the way to school, Francisco would say to Lucia, quote, listen, while you go to school, I'll stay with the hidden Jesus. It's not worth it for me to learn to read. Soon I will go to heaven. When you come back, come and look for me here. Francisco would spend hours and hours in the presence of the hidden Jesus. Hours and hours spent there, consoling his Lord and his God, making reparation for the crimes and the sins of ungrateful men. And this is what Sister Lucia says, quote, on another occasion as we left the house, I noticed that Francisco was walking very slowly. What's the matter? I asked him. You seem unable to walk. I have such a bad headache and I feel as though I'm going to fall. Then don't come, stay at home. Francisco, I don't want to. I'd rather stay in the church with the hidden Jesus while you go to school. In October of 1918, so again, 1 year after the final apparition of our Blessed Mother in Fatima, Francisco, who was 10 years old at the time, came down with a terrible case of influenza, as did also his sister Jacinta. From that point on, pretty much his health just went downhill, and in the spring of the following year, 1919, is when he died. But it was truly a beautiful gift, again, a grace from God and from our Blessed Mother, that Francisco was able to receive his first Holy Communion. He received our Lord in Holy Communion on the day before he died. Made his first communion on April the 3rd, 1919, and he died the following morning. Received there for the first time the bread of heaven, and then was granted entrance into heaven. Truly we can see there the glorious effects of the Holy Eucharist, of how it is the bread of life. It does take us to heaven. And one final note just about Fatima. Again, I'm trying to show you how at Fatima, our Blessed Mother is taking us to her Son, Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament. Exactly what Pope Leo XIII was exhorting all of the Catholic world in that encyclical from 1902. So the last example from Fatima this evening is the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima at Tui, Spain. This took place years later on June the 13th, 1929. We had a Fatima Center conference in the spring, in March of this year, in Houston, where I gave a talk precisely on this, on the apparition of Our Blessed Mother at Tui. So I encourage you, look it up. You can get it from the St. Vincent Ferrer Foundation or at the Fatima Center's YouTube channel. Listen to it. Because I won't go into it all right now, I'll just say a couple minutes about it. But I just want to highlight the fact that central to this crowning apparition of Fatima is again Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass.